Thank you for joining us. We pray that as you listen today, that you are encouraged and inspired. And we would love for you to connect with us on social media. Now here's today's message.
Let's turn to the Word of God, Luke chapter 4, verse 25. But I tell you of a truth, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elijah. This is Jesus speaking. Many widows were in Israel in the days of Elijah when the heavens was shut up 3 years and 6 months, when great famine was throughout all the land. But unto none of them was Elijah sent, save unto Sarepta, a city of Sidon, unto a woman that was a widow. And many lepers were in Israel in the time of Elisha the prophet, and none of them were cleansed, saving Naaman the Syrian. You may be seated. I want to talk to you for a few moments today on the subject, exception to the rule. That's what Jesus is talking about here. He said, here is the situation. He said there were a tremendous number of lepers in the Bible, but he said only one of them got healed. There were a tremendous number of widows, but only one of them received supernatural provision. One out of many. Friend, when you realize that God does make exceptions, it's a revelation. It's a revelation. God does make exceptions. It's true that he's no respecter of persons. That means everybody has the opportunity, but many are called, but few are chosen. They don't seize the opportunity. And so God does make differences depending on how we respond to life, to the Word of God, and to Christ's offer. He does make exceptions. And so when you realize that you are singularly blessed, I am sure there are a number of people in this building that realize that you are the exception to the rule. You've got brothers or sisters. You've got cousins. You've got friends and family that are not living nearly as blessed as you are. You realize that you are exceptional. You're an exception to the rule. When you realize that, you have a choice. Many people start well in the Christian faith and don't end up too well because you have a choice. When you realize that you are the exception to the rule, you have two responses. You can either become arrogant or you can become grateful. When you look around and realize that you're blessed, as the Bible says, above your fellows, you can become very arrogant. If you do, the Bible said the mighty will fall. But if you become very grateful, that blessing will continue throughout your life to the very end. An exception to the rule. I don't like a lot of the rules. The rules are this, that your days are few and full of trouble. That is the rule. I can tell you that trouble is not a rule in my life. Trouble is the exception. There are much more blessings in my life than trouble. And that's because something special has happened in my life. When you make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, things turn around. Scriptures are reorchestrated, and they suddenly mean something different to you than they did before you got saved. There's very few people that realize the Bible said that God does not answer the prayer of a sinner. He only answers the prayer of a redeemed. The Scripture says that. And so the only chance you've got of being blessed is to get saved. And then when you get saved, you can say, now things are going to work differently in my life. And so most people live by the rule of law. We're in the political spectrum right now where they're running for office, and they will talk a lot about the rule of law. The rule of law. What are the three principles of the rule of law? Number one, the supremacy of the law. That means the law is the law no matter what. And it's the same for Donald Trump as it is for you. It's not true. It's supposed to be that way, but it's simply not true. If you've got money, the law is different from you. But that's not the way it's supposed to be. The rule of law is there is a supremacy of the law, and it is for everybody. Number two is the equality before the law, that the poor man and the rich man appear before the judge exactly the same. That's called the rule of law. And number three is the predominance of legal spirit. The court should be free from all impartiality and external influence. That is the rule of law. That's the ideal, the way law would work. It doesn't work that way, but that's the way it is. But the truth is, the Bible said the spirit killeth, that the law, that the letter killeth, but the spirit gives us liberty. Ladies and gentlemen, you can take the Bible and sentence everybody to hell. There is a violation of a scripture somewhere by every human being living on the face of the earth. If we literally interpret everything by the law, nobody is saved. In fact, the disciples questioned Christ, who then can be saved, when he talked about the difficulty of a rich man to be saved. But what is grace? We are living in the dispensation of grace. And that does not mean the law is distorted. It means the law is fulfilled. Jesus Christ fulfilled the law so that for every sin that I have committed, there is a payment, and Christ made that payment for me. Not only the big things, he said even the ordinances were written and nailed to the cross. Ladies and gentlemen, because of Jesus Christ, there are exceptions to the rule. I am an exception to the rule. The Bible said the whole world lieth in wickedness and all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's the rule. But I am the exception because God doesn't look at me as a sinner, and God chooses to cause me to bask in his glory. I am an exception to the rule because of the grace of God through Jesus Christ. And the wonderful thing about Christ, his grace is sufficient from Adam to the last baby that will be born on planet Earth. He is the lamb slain from the foundation of the world. And so you look around this world and there is so much grief and so much suffering and so much pain. You say, I want my life to be different. When I watch the news, Chris, those people on the news and me, we live in two different worlds. Their lives are so filled with chaos and so violent and so threat, and I am living such a blessed life from day to day. The Lord is giving my daily bread. The Lord is doing miracles in my life. And what they're suffering, I'm not suffering, which tells me I am an exception to the rule. Well, how does that happen? Well, Jesus used two illustrations. First of all, he used Naaman. He said he was an exception to the rule. The rule was, if you lived in Syria or even Israel and you got leprosy, you were going to die. That was the rule. But he said there was one man that was an exception to that rule, and his name was Naaman. Naaman was the exception to the rule of law concerning leprosy. Why was that? Because number one, Naaman believed the report. You can become an exception to the rules of this world if you will believe the report of the Lord. The Bible asked the question, whose report shall you believe? If you listen to the world's report, it is constantly negative and without hope. But if you will listen to the report of the Lord, there's a way made through the wilderness. There's always an escape. There's always a provision. There's always a turnaround. There's always a reverse of the curse. Receive the report of the Lord. Naaman did that. When that little maiden that worked for his wife came and said, if you were in Israel, there's a prophet there. And that prophet has so much power with God, he could speak the word and you would be healed. Number one, Naaman was not an Israelite. He was a Syrian. That promise was not even for him. But yet he reached out and said, it's a possibility. Ladies and gentlemen, it starts with that. If you're going to be an exception to the rule, you've got to subscribe to the possibilities of God. They're weird. They're crazy. They're beyond your mind. They're beyond what is tangible in the flesh. They're different than what you learned in school, what you learned in the university. They're different than what most religions teach. But the truth is that God is a good God. He's a supernatural God. And that God is not looking at a generic population of 7 billion people on planet Earth. He gets up every morning and counts the hairs on your head. That's an ongoing process. If you don't believe that, look in your sink, look in your shower, look on your pillow. Every day he has to reassess the numbers of hairs on your head. But God's able to do that. You've got to believe the report of the Lord that God knows you by name, that he's written your name down in the palm of his hand. Friend, I'm not a president. I'm not as rich as Bill Gates. I'm not a movie star. I have no talent of song that the world would acclaim me, but I am convinced that I am the apple of his eye, that Jesus Christ sent his son. And no matter what report I get, I say, God's going to turn that around. I'm an exception to the rule. I know that if the doctor says cancer, you can expect to die, but I'm an exception to that rule. I'm going to believe what the Word of God says. The Word of God says, by his stripes ye were healed, ye are healed. He puts it in present tense. I believe that I am an exception to the rule. Naaman believed that. And when that little girl gave him that report that there was a God in Israel that could heal him, he made his way down and he acted on that report. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to act on the Word of God. Be not just a hearer of the Word, but be a doer of the Word of God. When you find something in the Scripture, just do it. I read all the time about people in the Bible arguing about things. Is baptism essential for salvation? I read that this week, and there were two guys just arguing one verse after another in the Bible. I'm not in that argument. It doesn't matter to me whether it is or not. I've got it. I've got to go to Canada in a few days. And so I went down to get my final shot to go to Canada. And the lady sitting next to me, she said, you don't need to get that shot. This was last month. She said, the last day of this month, Canada is lifting all restrictions, and you won't need it. I said, it doesn't matter whether I need it or not. I'm going to get it because I'm not going to get to the Canadian border and have to come back. So I got the shot. But I read later on that you don't need it now. I got it anyway. So I'm blessed both ways. It just doesn't matter. I said, oh, you don't have to be bad. It don't matter whether you have to or not. I did it. It was good. When I read a scripture about baptism, I check that off. I got my list. I check it off. I've done that. Why? Because I'm a special human. I'm an exception to the rule. Not in my flesh that I should boast, but I'm special in Christ. If any man be in Christ Jesus, he is an exception to the rule. He said he's a new creation. That's who you are. And so when you get these reports from the devil, say, well, that's all right. That's your business, devil, is to report it. My business is to see that it turns around. Because I am an exception to the rule. I'm going to act on the report. And the Bible said when Naaman got there, he thought there was going to be a great ceremony. It was very simple. The preacher didn't even leave his house. He just sent the word out and said, go down to the river. And he said, go down there and dip 7 times. And when he heard that, he said, that Jordan River is not a very clean river. He was already concerned about environmental concerns then. He said, it's polluted. I don't want to do that. He said, are not Arvana and Pharpar better rivers? They're cleaner. Why couldn't it go? And the Bible said he was wroth. That means he's just mad as a wet hen. Oh, he was just upset. Ladies and gentlemen, the first response of the flesh to the gospel is to get mad. But the real response is, the Bible said in Acts chapter 2, they gladly receive the word. Your first response is to get mad. Your second response is to get glad. The fact that there is a solution. First he was mad, but they talked to him a while and he began to rethink this. And he said, what am I mad about? There is a real solution to my leprosy. And he crucified his flesh. Ladies and gentlemen, I hate to tell you this, but you are going to deal with your flesh every day of your life. And the Bible said that your flesh is the enemy of the Spirit of God. And you have to realize that. Whose side are you on? I'm on the side of the Lord. I'm not on the side of my flesh. I realize if I follow my flesh, it will be my doom. But if I follow the Spirit of the Lord, it will lead me from faith to faith and victory to victory. And that's the reason why I stand before you unabashedly, unashamedly, and tell you I am an exception to the rule. The Lord is on my side. And no matter what the doctor says, or the lawyer says, or the banker says, or the people say, God is on my side. I'm an exception to the rule. All things work together for good for those that are the exception to the rule, that are called according to His purpose. Don't accept the report of the world like the devil wants you to. Say, I'm sorry, I'm different, I'm unique. I've been washed in the blood. I'm covered with the blood of Jesus. I'm filled with the Spirit of the Lord. Naaman surrendered to his plan for God's plan. That's what you've got to do. We've all got a plan for our life, but God's got another plan. And there is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof is death. But God's got a plan for you. And he said, I know my plan for you, and it is that you will succeed and not fail. I gave up my plan a long time ago for my life, and I gave it to God. Naaman obeyed God's word. You want to be an exception to the rule? Become obedient to the word of God. It'll be painful sometimes. It won't be what your flesh wants to do. But old Naaman walked down to that river, and he put himself in that river. He wasn't concerned about it being polluted anymore. He was a vision of coming out of what God said was going to come to pass. I'm going to walk out of this river and I'm going to be healed. Ladies and gentlemen, he knew at that moment that he was an exception to the rule. He was the only man from Syria and the only man from Israel that was going to receive this miracle. You are in a crowd of people here today, and this is a people of like-minded faith. But you ought to even rise above all of us and say, you don't know what I need. I know what I need. I'm an exception to the rule. Every song was for me. Every word of the sermon was for me. The Holy Spirit was looking directly at me. Jesus visited a crowd, a great crowd of people, but only one man that had been there 38 years responded. He rose above the crowd and said, hey, I tell you what, I'm exception to the rule. Jesus said, will you be made whole? You know I will. After 38 years, he walked away from that pool carrying his bed. Folks, there are some people in this building today. You need to get an exception. You ain't like your cousin. You're not like your sister. You're not like the woman that stands with you on an assembly line. You're not like the person that serves on the school board. You are an exception to the rule, and good things are going to happen to you that don't happen to your cousins and don't happen to your friends, because you have made a real covenant with God Almighty and said, not my will, but thy will be done. It's the greatest prayer ever prayed. Jesus said to the Father, not my will. My will is that I escape. If I escape the Garden of Gethsemane, the whole world goes to hell. He said, not my will, but thy will, Father. If I go to that cross, praise God, there's going to be millions and millions of people saved. Ladies and gentlemen, God's got a miracle for you. But you've got to realize that you are an exception to the rule of this world. There are many lepers in Syria, but you're the one that's going to be healed. There are many widows starving to death, but you're the one that's going to be fat and sassy, because God is getting ready to fill your barrel. There's somebody in this building right now that God is getting ready to fill your barrel. Praise God, Naaman went down, looked at himself, and he said, I look just like I did. But the Bible said seven times he was exact in fulfilling the voice of God. Some of you have dipped yourself six times, and you're about ready to quit. I beg of you, just one more time. Just one more time. Be exactly compliant with God's word, and God is going to make you the exception to the rule. Your doctor is going to say, well, I'm sorry. I can't tell you. I love doctors and nurses. I love healthcare people. I believe they're tremendously sacrificial people. I was riding one time with a youth pastor I had downtown, and I said, see that car right there? And it was back in those days, it was about a $200,000 car. It'd be about a $500,000. I said, that belongs to my doctor right there. And he said, isn't that a shame? I said, it ain't no shame at all. I said, I'm glad he's got that car. Number one, he can get here when I need him. Number two, he can get here, he's going to be rested. Number three, he has no life. He's on call all the time. I don't begrudge him that at all. I love doctors and nurses, but I can't tell you how many doctors have said, I'm sorry, Mr. Fender. I'm sorry, Steve. I missed that one. I was wrong on that report. It's not that I don't get bad reports. It's that I don't receive them. I just don't sign for them. I'm sorry. You delivered that to the wrong person and the wrong address. My name is not Steve Fender. My name is Jesus. My name is Jesus. I'm not in the flesh. I'm in the spirit. I don't live here. I live in a heavenly place. You don't understand, devil. I am an exception to the rule, and the darts of the enemy are not only quenched, they bounce off of me because the Lord is on my side. Six times he went down, and that seventh time he went down, and when he came up, he looked where that leprosy had been in the place of it. Oh, ladies, you're going to like this. You don't have to order those cosmetics off over TV. Said his skin was like a baby's skin. It was immediately healed. That's what I want. I want that skin that don't look like an old man's. I look at my hands, and I said, it's not getting older, is it? The back of two places you got to really watch. The back of your hands and your neck. So, you know, they can fix your face, but that turkey neck's hard to deal with. And that's the reason why when it comes up and you wear those clothes there, they call them what? A turkey neck to cover your turtle, a turtleneck to cover your turkey neck. You know that. And so I look at my hand, so I'm not getting old at the back of my hand. I can look at everybody, oh, no, those look great, man. Those look like that about 49 years old to me. Oh, that's wonderful. He looked at that flesh, and all of a sudden that leprosy was gone. He said, I'm one in a million. I'm one in a million. I'm the only one in Syria. I'm the only one that has been healed of leprosy because I believe the word of God. I beg of you, don't take on the sickness of your friends. Don't take on the problems of your neighbor. Don't take on the anxiety of your family. Don't chase your family tree back and say, oh, my grandpa, he had sickle cell. Oh, my grandpa, he had heart disease. Oh, my mother, she went blind at 43. Don't do that. Look unto the author and the finisher of your faith and say, I'm exception to the rule. I'm exception to my family. I'm exception to my neighbors. I'm an exception to my friends. I'm an exception to my community. I might even be an exception to my church. I want to be the healthiest one here. I'm just going to believe God for crazy things. Ladies and gentlemen, I urge you to get crazy faith, to believe God for the impossible, for the impossible. I'm going to tell you, I don't have enough time. Becky's playing music. She's playing me out right now. I wanted to tell you about that widow woman. That widow woman was the only one in Israel that had a full barrel. Everybody else was scratching the bottom. Everybody else, she had a problem. The widow woman was the only one in that time, in that family, that was on Weight Watchers. Everybody else was skinny because they didn't. But she was on the first Weight Watchers because her barrel was full. And every day she was eating and eating. And the Bible said that barrel did not run out until that famine was over. She was one in a million. She was the exception to the rule. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not arrogant to begin to confess that in your life. It's gratitude, saying, look what the Lord has done. I'm not looking like the unbeliever. I'm not like my unbelieving cousin. Look what the Lord has done. He's blessed me coming in and going out. I refuse to say, well, that's just the way it is, you know, my age. I refuse to be that age. I rebuke that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I met with bankers this week, and two of them were, one of them was a man and two of them was a woman. And one woman said, might I ask you, Reverend Fender, how old are you? I said, I'm 72 years of age. She said, you don't look like it. Well, that's not because of anything except every day I get up and I confess, God, let me live long. The Bible said about them that there is few days and full of trouble. But I honored my mother and dad, so I've got a long life, and I'm in divine health. I'm exception to the rule, and I intend to be a bigger exception. Praise God. God wants to use you. Do you know the Bible said that God wants you to show forth the praise of God? Did you know that God wants you to be exceptional so you can have a testimony? You can't have a testimony if you're like everybody else. if you've got their problems, their sickness, their poverty, their disease, their trouble, you don't have a testimony. But praise God when you can say, I've been there and done that, and the Lord brought me out. I was in that prison, the Lord brought me out. I used to be a drug addict, but the Lord brought me out. I used to be that sick, but God healed me. I used to be that broke, but God supplied my need. That's what your testimony is, that you are an exception to the rule. That's the story of the Bible. Praise God. How much time? This is very important. I get this out, Becky. I got to share this with you right here. You got to get this. You got to understand this. The rule is you die from leprosy, but Naaman didn't. The rule is you go hungry in a famine, but the widow didn't. The rule is lions eat you if you spend the night in their den, but Daniel didn't. The rule is if you're thrown in a fire furnace, you're consumed, but Shadrach didn't. Meshach didn't. Abednego didn't. The rule is if the world floods, you drown, but Noah didn't. The rule is if you die and bury, you stay buried. But Lazarus didn't. Oh, the rule is all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But I am different. I am an exception to the rule. Would you stand on your feet, lift your hands, and give God praise? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I refuse to accept the death sentence of the world. That's not me. I've been set apart. I've been called out. Praise God. Praise God. You know, I was raised in churches filled with legalism. And when they talked about being separate from the world, that meant you dressed terrible and you looked terrible and you didn't wear any makeup and you couldn't do anything with your hair and you couldn't wear any jewelry. That was what they called separation. That's not much of a separation. But praise God, I'll tell you what real separation is. When I get sick, I get healed. That's separation. Praise God. When I have a financial problem, God meets my need to overflow. That's separation. When my enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord raises a standard. That's separation. If you're in this building right now and you're facing any difficulty in your life, I don't care what it is. If you've got a sin in your life, if you've got sickness in your body, if you've got financial problems, if you've got problem in your marriage, if you've got problem in your job, if you've got problem with your parents, problem with your children, you're not supposed to live that way. Are you saved? If you're not saved, would you come up here and get saved and give your life to Christ that you can become an exception to the rule of this world, the exception to the rule of law, and embrace grace? The unmerited favor of God? Friend, I don't care what your need is. You don't have to live that way. Every day of my life, you know, our blessings are not just something that we share here in the pulpit. Between my office and Becky's office, there's a little hallway. And we meet in that hallway going from office to office so much and so many times. And it's been increased so greatly. So many times we've met and we'll talk about the blessings of the Lord on this church, the blessings of the Lord on us, and we realize where the Lord has brought us from. My life ain't like it used to be. The Lord has turned it around. And friend, I've been consistent with the Lord, but He's been more consistent with me. I'm not arrogant. I'm filled with gratitude. I praise the Lord. If you've got one sickness in your body, you need to walk to this altar. You say, well, I've got it under control. You know, you might have a good doctor like I've got. My doctor just says, here, take this. You'll be all right. But I don't want to take that. I want to be healed. I want to rise above my doctor, above my medicine. Praise God. My banker says, oh, man, you're doing so good. You're doing so good. My bankers told me the other day, we was going through a lot of stuff, and they said, you know, you're double blessed. I said, what do you mean by that? They said, you know, the church will support itself. I said, yes. And they said, you know, what you do will support the church. Your real estate and what you're able to bring back into the church. So either way, that will support the church. I said, you know what? Neither one of those are true. I'll tell you what supports this church is God in heaven. He keeps our barrel full. He keeps our barrel full. He keeps our barrel full. If you're running on fumes, if your barrel's empty, even if your barrel's half full, you ought to get out of that pew and walk down to this altar today and say, I'll tell you what I want to be. I want to be the exception to the rule. I want men to look upon me and call me blessed. And then I can tell you why, because Jesus Christ is my Lord. I'm going to agree right now with everybody here. If you've never given your life to Christ, you need to do that today. If you've never been baptized in water, you need to do that today. If you never received the Holy Spirit, you need to do that today. today. If you've never confessed miracles in your life, you need to do that today in the name of Jesus. And I really am through now, Becky. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. God's able, folks. He loves us. The Lord's on our side, too. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.